This is Day Page for June 18th, 2013. I'm Rex Lassford. In all the tizzy about Edward Snowden and the sounds of thousands of pundits grinding their axes to take their positions on whether the government should be spying on its own people, we're forgetting something. We're forgetting history. And as you know, those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it, often with an even more catastrophic outcome. So, let's go back in time to November 17th, 1973. Richard Nixon, President of the United States, had been caught illegally recording the conversations of people in the White House, many of whom worked for him. We're not talking about the phone calls of millions of American citizens. No, we're just talking about the phone calls in the White House. Along with Watergate, it took him down. Richard Nixon, forcibly removed from office by impeachment. His crimes paled in comparison with the crimes it's now evident the federal government is guilty of. At first, President Nixon denied that he had done anything wrong. He denied that he was a criminal.
And I want to say this to the television audience. I made my mistakes, but in all of my years of public life, I have never profited from public service. I've earned every cent. And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination, because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
President Richard M. Nixon, sounding in some ways very much like our president today, denying that he had done anything wrong.
Nobody is listening to your telephone calls. That's not what this program's about. As was indicated, the intelligence community is doing is looking at phone numbers and durations of calls. They are not looking at people's names, and they're not looking at content.
I'm sorry. I just hope I haven't let you down. Well, when I said I just hope I haven't let you down, that said it all. I had. I let down my friends. I let down the country. I let down our system of government and the dreams of all those young people that ought to get into government but will think it's all too corrupt and the rest. Most of all, I let down an opportunity that I would have had for 2.5 more years to proceed on great projects and programs for building a lasting peace, which has been my dream. Yep, I let the American people down. And I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
I'd like you to think about this. Think about it real hard. Share this recording with your friends. And as for the NSA leaker, Edward Snowden, who leaked what most of us already knew, but is nonetheless being held out as a heinous criminal by the federal government, well, he has some advice for us all.
Even if you're not doing anything wrong, you're being watched and recorded, and the storage capability of these systems increases every year consistently by orders of magnitude, to where it's getting to the point you don't have to have done anything wrong. You simply have to eventually fall under suspicion from somebody, even by a wrong call, and then they can use the system to go back in time and scrutinize every decision you've ever made, every friend you've ever discussed something with, and attack you on that basis to sort of derive suspicion from an innocent life and paint anyone in the context of a wrongdoer.
So, before you put your trust in the government, before you believe the president is always doing the right thing because he is the president...
Well, I'm not a crook.
Think again. Think very carefully.
I let down our system of government and the dreams of all those young people that ought to get into government, but will think it's all too corrupt and the rest.
And think about the kind of world that you want to live in.
You have to make a determination about what it is that's important to you. And if living living unfreely but comfortably is something you're willing to accept, and I think many of us are, it's the human nature. You can get up every day, you can go to work, you can collect your large paycheck for relatively little work against the public interest and go to sleep at night after watching your shows. But if you realize that that's the world that you helped create, and it's going to get worse with the next generation and the next generation who extend the capabilities of this sort of architecture of oppression, you realize that you might be willing to accept any risk, and it doesn't matter what the outcome is.
I'd like to live in a world where everyone has a right to their privacy, and to live free from suspicion and intrusion by a government that, remember, works for me, works for us, not the other way around. I'm Rex Latchford for DayPage. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/radioinfoweb. We tweet at radioinfoweb. We tumble at radioinfoweb.tumblr.com. We phone and text at 646-450-5477. And we get email at radio@infoweb.net. There is always tomorrow and another DayPage.